Hello everyone, this is Audio Mode Day 10. Yes, I know I'm a day behind and at some point I will catch up. My other half and I are just about to take a little walk by ourselves tonight. The dogs have been fed and we don't want them running around. It's a bit too soon. Although I fed them a while ago, but I still don't like to. I like to give it a good couple of hours, and they were fed a bit late tonight because of the hot weather. And I'm just waiting for him to get his shoes and stuff on. And we haven't even had our dinner yet because, again, it was a bit too hot and I wasn't feeling very hungry. None of us were. So I've just put some potatoes in the oven to bake. My younger son's here, but we won't be gone. They won't be done before we get back because I don't intend to be out that long. It's a very nice evening. Obviously, it's getting dark now, I think, but it's warm. Are you ready to go, darling? Oh, not yet. It's been a funny couple of days, really. But we're here to tell the tale. He's not feeling too happy. Well, he's angry, I think. Not with anyone in the family or even in the UK. So I said if we go out for a walk, it might lighten his spirits a bit. These two are going to think they're coming now. They already do. I'm sorry, dogs. Pinky's been put to bed. I'll probably let her out again when I come home, but I've got them in and fed all the cats, and the others won't be let out again because I'll have trouble getting them in. But I won't let her outside, but she can come into the house till we go to bed. I'll do that when we get back if she still wants to come out. Sorry, I've just got a sweet. Excuse me. I really ought to pause this, I suppose. My other son will be home Sunday, and Ronan, well, I don't think I will see him Friday. He's going tomorrow. He'll be going to volunteer where he usually does on a Thursday, and then he goes to his auntie's, and then he'll come back Friday. And I'm not sure if he's going over his dad's Friday or Saturday to be there for Father's Day. So there's not much time left of just him here. Tomorrow night he won't be here, and Friday night he might not be here, Saturday night he won't be here, and then Sunday they're both back together. Oh, help. What are you barking at him for? What's he barking at you for? Oh, he's looking outside. Are the curtains pulled? Oh. Well, he can't see anything then, can he? You ready? I'm recording now. Can you shut the kitchen window for when we go? Oh, dear. I always... shut up. Not that you can hear me. I always intend getting out before this, but I suppose it's quite nice to go for a walk in the evening, isn't it, darling?
Don't brush my hair.
Oh, don't worry about it. You brushed it this morning. No one's going to see it, are they?
No, I really care.
I know you don't. I don't think it's not like me not brushing my hair, is it? Then that is cause for concern.
Didn't have jolly added wheat.
Hmm?
Didn't have good. I've got some. I'm a bit fatter.
You've got fatter?
Yeah. Jean I used to wear in those states. I work jean. It doesn't fit me now.
We'll have to get you on that exercise bike. After you.
I get fat, it's a good thing, though. It's not a bad thing.
You're not fat anyway.
Well, we're on there, right?
Hmm? Yeah, but you're not fat. What's he keep barking at? Can he hear something?
What are you barking about, man? Want to give you something to bark about?
Don't wind him up. Not when I'm going out, don't tell him. Don't even look at him. You know what he's like. He can be very touchy at times.
Look at you back now, okay?
No, don't look at him back.
I'm not good to a cooperative. I don't take my own wristwatch.
You're not going to the co-op tonight, are you?
I think I'll go there.
Well, it'll be shut.
The co-op?
Yeah, it shuts at 10.
What time is it?
About 9:30.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. What do you want to go for?
Cigarettes.
Darling, the cigarettes won't make things any better, will they? I suppose you think they will. But you don't normally smoke in the week.
Yeah?
You don't normally smoke in the week, do you? Be quiet, Pinky Shinky 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 Shank. You'll have to wait till we get back.
Let her in now. She'll be 2 minutes time. She wants to go back.
Oh, no. Well, she can wait till I'll let her out when we come back. She's getting very demanding, that little Shinky. For a tiny little cat, she's got a big mouth, hasn't she? Listen. Meow. Have those jeans come out the tumble dryer? Or are they from upstairs?
Upstairs.
Oh, I was going to say they might have shrunk in the tumble dryer, but we can't even use that as an excuse.
Connor doesn't wear such jeans. I'd have asked him to take this.
And what doesn't wear those ones?
Unless he's going to slim fit his size.
Well, just keep them because you're probably not always, you know, you'll probably lose weight again. Are you going to shut the kitchen window, please, darling? Right, excuse the scuffling now, everyone, while I put you into my bag. I haven't got the art of doing it without making a noise. Okay.
How about with the cop?
Huh?
How about with the cop? Oh. About the same distance, or that would even be longer. Let's go to council, but let's get secret there.
Well, what about what isn't the other little shop open down that's nearer?
No, Coscosa.
No, not Coscosa, the other one further down.
Which one?
You know, instead of going around Arsett Avenue corner,
yeah.
You go straight down.
There's a shop there.
Yeah. I don't know when it's open, though, that's the thing. I've never been in there. Is it seriously?
Yeah, it is.
Is there anywhere to sit down on the way?
Yeah, that long road, right?
Yeah, I don't want to sit on the pavement.
Yeah, we're going to the field, there's no way to sit on the same thing.
Is it further than to the rivers, down to the Nugent Centre?
What?
I can't, it's so long since I walked to the co-op. Is it further than the Nugent Centre and back?
No, at all. It's not. Well, you've not been in a long time.
I haven't been in ages.
No, it's not that far.
It's going to seem a long way with me, though, because I haven't got Niall with me, and I walk much faster with him, so it will seem quite a long way, I think. Okay, let's go. I'll go to the co-op just to keep
you. Are you going to walk in five to 7 minutes?
Yeah, but, yeah, if you can walk in.
I walk really slowly. I'll do 10 minutes.
But you always walk slowly. Come on, let's go to the co-op then, okay. Oh, you win. Darling, can you just... I haven't put the grill on by mistake, have I? I'm not senile, everyone. It's just that...
The grill is off. It's
just I've got a...
This door's open,
then. I've got a thing about... Where's your suit? I don't let him get out. Have you got your key?
It's not even looking like your mother.
Have you got your key?
He's lived on his head now.
Have you got your key, darling?
This is my wallet.
Let me just hang this one up, then. OK, we're going to the co-op, everyone. Sorry, darling?
Tomorrow to come get a refuse.
Yeah, tomorrow. But not that one, the other with the plastics.
What are you looking for?
I'm just going to tell where we're going. What? We're going to pop down the co-op.
Aye.
We're going down the co-op.
Alright.
Alright.
See you later.
Alright, see you later. Right, okay. Let's go. Where are you, Divi? I was going to shut the kitchen window. We didn't shut it, did we?
I've shut it.
Okay. Oh, it's nice to be out. I like going out in the evening. In the summer, on a summer's evening.
I spoke to General, she said down.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I rang her. I'm just so pissed about it. You don't have money. You just him up a little bit.
I know, darling.
And they got all that money.
Don't forget. Oh, yeah, boo. What did she say about it? Is there anything you can do to get a replacement?
She said I have to go to Lagos. I have to be there in person. But it'll cost a lot of money. I'm not very sure. I'm going to make inquiries. My kid.
Well, if you speak to you, oh, what's the name? That old Narwick, is it?
Narwick.
Narwick. That was might have been Woomy.
I'm trying to ask about it because the people I spoke to were actually about the National Teachers Helpline, and the only body said, "Don't say you don't need that."
Hold on a sec, I've got an itch. Can you hold that for a sec, please? That's better. You can give it back now if you want.
Yeah,
I'll go. That's my stick, everybody.
Keep forgetting I'm not there.
Ah, oh, Divi. I feel quite weary already. Yeah. I think it's because it's the end of the day, you know.
You've done so much today. All I've done today is just...
You've been to work, though. Haven't you?
Go to the seat over there.
Yeah?
You're going to sit down, okay?
Yeah?
You know, hand everything. I didn't look respectable right now.
And I do?
And you do, of course. It's clever, too. I'm tired of me.
You want to undo the button?
The button's undone, the zip is down.
You should have worn a long t-shirt. You might get done for indecent exposure.
I've got a bus to go, right?
Yeah. Thankfully. Uh-huh. I said, thankfully, you've got your boxes on.
And before we move down on this next few avenue, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to check the time so you know that this people is less than 10 minutes.
Oh, I can't check the time. You'll have to check it.
I'll check it for you. So you know from here to Calabar, less than 10 minutes.
It's not like it's getting back.
It's the same thing. It's not going
to be. I know, but.
Sorry.
It's all right, darling. It's just that.
Oh! What is that?
I nearly fell off the end of the bench. I sat down in the wrong place. I sat half on it and half off. But I was quick enough to.
I've done this in the house anyway. And I think I should have worn a smaller box. I'm wearing a very thick box. So I was making this.
Yeah, those boxes you got, you know those ones I was supposed to take back that time. You didn't need that huge big size, did you? Whatever it was that, you got.
The big one I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It works well for me.
Yeah, but they're too big on you. They're huge. I think, what was the original size you got? Medium?
Yeah, medium.
Well, I think just large would have been okay. Not extra large. You do not, you're not extra large, darling.
I like the box. It gives you space, give you air.
All right. I think we better pursue this conversation.
Oh, we're still on there,
right? Oh, you dear.
Why are you laughing?
You.
What did I do?
Nothing. You didn't have to do anything. Just be divvy.
Okay. It still hasn't put in the board.
Let's have a look.
It's a little bit better.
It's fine. Look, just pull that down a bit. Look.
It's slide, sliding down now. That's it. All right, come on. That should work.
Let's go.
And it's 21:43 now.
I hope we don't have to queue up in the co-op. You know I don't do queues.
No, we don't do queues. No, no. I cut off fish. We don't do queues, all right?
I don't do queues. I don't do queues. What time did you say it was?
A little bit up there. 21:43.
Okay. Well, we should get there in time. So what's his name? Daniel, Alex, or whatever his name is. He doesn't come in on Wednesday. What are you laughing at? Sorry, I'm just going to move my bag around because it's. I think what happens is my bag bumps up and down and it makes the microphone go.
Yeah, three rows to our left. I've noticed that now. There's nothing out there. The first one is called Sussex
Road. Oh, right, that comes up on my blind square and I wonder where that was. Yeah, what else?
That's Sussex Road. We're just passing it now.
Sussex, not success.
Say it again?
Sussex.
That's what I said, Sussex.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't say sock. I said sauce.
Okay.
Sussex Road.
Yeah.
We'll pass that now. And the next one is, I don't know about the H, something, Hilly or Hilly Road. Something like that. And after the Hilly Road, there are already at the Calvin Barry. It's not far.
I haven't done it in a long time, but. I used to walk it all the time. It's just that when you don't have walk with the dog, distances are different. Well, they're not, but they seem it. Because when I walk with him, I'll be down here in a few minutes.
Sorry, if you walk here with the pace you go, I'm going to give you 4 minutes.
I know, but.
Well, walking with me, I'll give you.
24.
I'll give you 12 to 13 minutes.
Okay.
Well, if I'm walking alone, I give myself about 15 to 20 minutes. But I take my time.
I know you do, darling. It's the African time again, isn't it?
I don't know if walking alone. In Lagos, they like to hold.
I know in Lagos they do, but.
Well, I like to reason flow when I walk.
Okay.
No, I think I got it wrong. The first one was Sussex Road.
Yeah?
So another one again, another Sussex Road again.
It's probably the other end of it. You know, like Derry Downs comes around in like a horseshoe.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You must do
I
that.
Think it must be.
Yeah.
Are you going to come along?
This is where, when I do that walk with Niall, I turn right.
Here?
Yeah, turn right down there and go back to Edmund Road and then come back along the main road.
Well, this is Edmund Road. So it must lead to the other Edmund Road over there.
Yeah, it must do.
Hallelujah.
It must be. Oh, I can smell food. Doesn't it smell nice? I got a waft of curry or something then.
Yeah, it smells like too well.
It smelled like being.
We've got a lot of food in the house.
We have, but it reminded me of being abroad. You know, when you go out in the evenings, you can smell food everywhere. Oh, it's curry. Yeah, I can smell it. Yeah, oh,
do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. You know I love curry. It's my favourite food. It's probably not very authentic curry that we eat. I'm sure Indians and Bangladeshi and Pakistani people probably think it's a load of crap. Now I can smell something else. It smells like fish and chips. I think we're smelling Colton Parade. Is there an Indian takeaway down there? The fish and chip shop. I think that's what I can smell already. Can you smell it?
No.
I've got that long pointed nose that could stab somebody, remember? And you've got a flat one that like you've walked into a wall.
You've got a
Mercedes-Benz wide nose and I've got a pointed stabby nose.
Hayden's Close.
That's it.
Oh, that's what we have.
We've got another road to cross before we get to the little footpath.
And that's it.
And then we're there.
The other road to cross, if I'm going to be accurate, we should cross it in less than 2 minutes.
Okay. And then we just walk down the little windy footpath, down the steps, and we're at Colton Parade.
Okay. I once jogged from the house to Carlton Parade. That day you were at McDonald's, non-stop.
When I came over feeling dizzy.
You got so dizzy. Then I knew Megan was getting fast. Because I was breathing. Normally I wouldn't breathe this small, isn't it?
The police probably thought you'd just done a robbery and you were running from it. Yeah, stop that black man.
They didn't stop me.
No, no wonder they didn't. I can hear the main... Oh no, that's not the main road. What's the name of this road?
Sorry, less than 2 minutes now we're going to.
Oh, the car coming, quick darling.
Oh, yeah, come on, he knows he sees us.
What? I don't know what now. I can't remember all the names of these roads down here.
This road, the signpost is inside of it, you have to go and look at it.
No, I can't be bothered to do that. Maybe another time we will.
Yeah,
sure. Oh, there's a nice fresh smell of grass and stuff now.
Yeah. I remember the first day I passed this road. What were you?
Yeah, all right. Please don't remind me of that day.
Oh, okay. And there's another road over there to your left now.
Yeah.
It's called Bournewood Road.
Don't know that one.
B-O-U-R-N-E Wood.
Bournewood Road.
And it's a ginger furry cat.
Like?
Just run through.
Ginger-like pinky, but furry-like NC.
Yeah, more like Dennis, furry-ass cat, right?
Like Dennis, yeah. Well, right.
He hasn't got any stripes, just like...
Has Dennis got stripes?
Yeah, he's got a big, like...
He's got a big, bushy tail like a fox, hasn't he, Dennis?
Yes. He's like a sport fat cat.
I think all our cats are sport fat cats. That's probably why General says... She said my cats... She said they were thin last time, but they're not. It's because they go out a lot. They don't just sit around indoors all day. They go out and climb trees and do... the things that cats are meant to do.
Except for one.
Who's Shinky? Oh. She does simple things.
She's limited.
She was up on top of the edge of the dog run today.
It does all the time.
I know. The funny thing is Dotty used to do that. She so reminds me of Dotty. And Dotty used to do exactly the same thing. When the run was up the top of the garden and I used to go up there at night or in the evening. Or any time of day, she used to come and get up on the top and walk around the edge.
That's Dotty, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had to go in the fire.
Yeah.
Shame I didn't see her.
I know.
Oh, you mean it's that sense? Shame I didn't see her roasted. I could eat
it. Oh, shut up, you bastard. Excuse me, audio boo.
Nice taste of dinner, see?
Shut up. He's only joking.
Potatoes around the edge.
Yeah, shut up, darling. I'll stump you one in a minute. He's only joking, audio boo. He's not really such a heathen, or I'd knock his block off. Do you know what that means?
Sounds like
it. I'd knock you over the head. I'll bash your brains in. Now, this is just a little driveway, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll be at the steps and left down.
I can hear the main road. Yeah. So, anyone who lives around here, we are approaching Lower Road first.
Lower Road is the right, right?
Huh?
Lower Road is the right.
Lower Road is where we...
We're already going to cross over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, set to cottage,
right? Yeah. Lower roads, if you turn right and walk right the way back down, is another way home. You know, it comes out into Kent Road down there. You know that roundabout down there? That's when I did that last year, before you came, and I was so exhausted. It's quite a long way, really. And that's when I really realised, oh dear, I can't do this. That wasn't even that, shouldn't have been that far, but it felt like it. Shall I show you the I'll show you it on the next one. The twirly-whirly crossing.
Twirly-whirly crossing?
Yeah. You know where you press the button? Let me show you.
Huh? Go past it. Go press the button. Go past it.
Okay, I'll show you on the way back.
Okay. Oh, so you want us to pass near where the button is?
Yeah. That's where we're meant to cross, darling. Not just any...
51 is going past now.
Hello, 51. Take our love to Woolwich.
I think we'd have a problem.
Huh?
A little bit, that's it.
I know where we are. We're just coming up the little road, like the slip road bit, where the shops are.
Well, the bus wants to go to the Western Track. Come on, let's go.
Who's that in? What bus?
A small bus.
R4?
Come up a little bit, that's it.
Here we
are. Small bus, minivan.
Oh, okay, minibus. We have to come up, everyone.
Yeah, come along, just don't give me a cigarette, that's it.
Here we are. You just go straight to the counter, don't you?
Yeah. Hello, happy evening to you.
Hello, are you all right?
Yeah, can I have a cigarette, 10 sticks?
Cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Yeah, that's it.
What one?
10 sticks, that'd be the cheapest one you got.
Cheapest one I've got?
Yeah.
Oh, just get any done.
Yes, £3.51.
Too expensive.
Oh, come on, just pay for it. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, darling. Just get it. Hurry up.
You got a red chest with you. Red chest with you. Yeah, 10. It's cheese one.
Oh, come on, darling, just that's hurry it, up. Dibby.
Yep.
Hurry up.
Okay, all right.
We're beginning to meet up.
326.
I told you, all
right. Okay, yeah?
Why didn't you ask for that in the first place, then?
It's missing with that.
Oh, right.
Can I fit here?
No, it's here.
Over there?
Yeah.
Alright. I'll leave my phone over there, that's alright?
No, don't leave your phone.
Don't worry, I can see it from here.
Oh, you don't do that around here, darling. Believe me.
Pink, right?
Yeah. You got the champagne? Thank you,
have you got my stick?
Alright.
Are you still looking at your phone now?
Take it out?
Yeah, take it out, darling.
To bleed weights.
Okay.
Alright.
You got it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Put it done this time.
Okay, my lovely, that's fine. You want to put a receipt?
Receipt?
Yes.
A cigarette? Yeah. You're laughing.
There you go.
Alright, thank you.
Don't lose your phone now.
Oh, I'll
get your phone.
Don't
lose your wallet.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let's go.
You won't believe what I tell you.
What?
She's still laughing over there. Because I said receipt for cigarettes.
Well, everyone takes a receipt, don't they?
Yeah, well,
they should do.
For cigarettes.
Oh, well, I'll do it for anything, darling.
Okay.
It's really quite humid, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's a nice evening, though.
It's not cold, it's not warm.
Right, now take me when where the twirly-whirly thing is, the box, and I'll show you.
There's a button here right now.
Yeah. Okay. Right, you press the button. Right, let me show you now. Oh, it hasn't got one here. It must be the other side.
Okay.
Go to the other side.
We've got to wait now, because we should have to go on. But I can't have come now.
Well, I can be showing you it now.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, darling.
Deadly.
Yeah, look, hold on to that. Now close your eyes.
Why did I close my eyes?
Close your eyes, and when it starts turning, it's safe to go.
Oh, it's starting now.
Yes.
So that's why you call it twirly-whirly?
Because it turns round.
Twirly-whirly.
It's not really called a twirly-whirly. I just made that up.
You should be put in prison.
Because it doesn't bleep, you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So when I come home, I'll get Niall to find the box, and then I just hold on to that, and then when it starts turning, I know. Obviously, you still listen because some people jump the lights, but if it sounds clear, then you go.
Up a little bit.
We're going up the steps now.
Hello. Hi. Happy evening to you. Cheers, man.
Is that a black guy, or is it a woman?
It doesn't sound like a woman, that's a black nigga.
He sounded like it could have been a woman with a deep voice, a black woman with a deep voice, like General.
Oh, I see.
Oh, Divi, you are so Divi. Sometimes.
Amazing, you haven't asked for a seat.
Shut up.
Oh, and I didn't check the time to confirm when we got there. Oh.
What's the time now?
21:57.
Oh, we got there about 10 to, I suppose.
So like
maybe
I
said, 8 minutes to.
So definitely less than 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
So to and fro, still all right, I see. Oops. Gently, sorry. It's a little bit rest.
It's okay.
Next time we go, after the field we're going to,
Yeah.
Next time we go, I'll be to Nugent Centre.
Okay. And where will we go in the Nugent Centre?
Nando's.
Okay.
Or Nando's. I think Nando's are about cheap. They sell proper food there.
Yeah, they do. Marks and Spencer's don't really sell proper food. Not so you can sit in and eat. Not what you call proper food. They just do snacks.
Really? Then why did they put that's for the dining?
Yeah, because that's for the ready meals that you buy in the grocery part. You see what I mean?
Well, they said dining for two for £10.
Yes, dining for £10. You get a meal in there, and you take it home, and you put it in the microwave or the oven or whatever.
Oh, I see. You should have put dine out.
I think that's what it means anyway, because as far as I know, they don't do proper food up there. They do cheese on toast and, I don't know, things like that.
They've been out of the system for a while. Maybe they started doing proper shit in there now.
I don't think they do, but maybe you can go in there and have a look one day.
We've got.
Okay. But they won't be open in the evening. But Nando's
it. They're usually open in the afternoons.
Yeah. But Nando's is open in the evenings. It's a bit more difficult coming home because it's uphill.
That was exactly what I was going to say. You just hanging in my mouth to come out. It come down.
It was hanging in your mouth to come out.
Exactly. You just
I'd forgotten
just
it was.
It out.
I didn't really even realise that we were going downhill.
All along, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a bit downhill, no?
Yeah, this bit is.
Come on, let's go outside, look.
Oops.
That's it.
Oh, it's very warm, a very still evening, isn't it?
So, nigger, today now. Oh, sorry, I forgot.
You've already said a black nigger on here.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, Audio Boo, I'm quoting.
You said it.
I was quoting my husband.
I know you're quoting, certainly not me.
Yes, I'm quoting my Nigerian Divi Div Div.
yesterday on the high street today.
Yeah.
The man was walking around without his shirt.
What did they do
that
one?
He was very wet, even mine.
Was he white?
Yeah, white.
Oh, it's always...
wearing his cap, facing backwards, and without walking without a shirt like a gangster. I think I should be around 40-something. I wonder what his kids would be doing if he's doing that. Maybe they'll be walking in their pants around.
They're probably already inside.
Or in their boxers. Yeah, that's my dad. I'm going to be like him when I grow up.
I'm afraid that you get some really dumb people around here.
I ain't judging him. He ain't dumb. He must know exactly what he's doing, I'm sure.
Well, maybe not dumb. We're walking on the other side coming back, aren't we?
Yeah.
If I can smell the smell of curry again. I didn't smell it down there. I wonder where it was coming from.
It wasn't here, it was coming from the other side.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking where it would have been coming from.
Someone else, to your left and right, people's houses.
It's not too nice for someone's own cooking.
Maybe all that is, and they're heating it up.
Yeah, could be.
We just passed here, though.
So we're nearly there, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got some sauces.
Sussex.
Is it Sussex?
Yeah. Sussex.
Say it again.
Sussex. Sussex. Only you pronounce it Sussex, as if it's an I at the end, I-X. It's E-X, isn't it? Sussex. Sussex is a county. It's next door to Kent.
I never thought about it like that before, Edmund Road coming out like that. I know you told me before, but I think I haven't thought about it properly.
It bends round to the right and it comes back onto the Chelsford Road. Some nice smelling plants. It smells like roses, actually.
Try the corridor.
Oh, I can smell it again. I don't think someone's still heating it up, darling.
That's because...
I think we can... It must be somehow coming across from somewhere in the high street, I think. Let's knock on all the doors and say, have you got any curry left over? We're poor hungry.
Say, hold on, take the seat in the Gordon room and then... No.
They would as well. They wouldn't even say take a seat.
They wouldn't want to be hostile to make sure you don't run away or, you know, get aggressive. Oh, yeah, we've got some. That seems to be too... They're just putting on their hats. How can we help you?
Now I can smell the grass again.
Horrible flowers,
not horrible flowers, darling. It's a nice smell of herbs and grasses. I think I can smell a bit of stinging nettles mixed in. Your favourite things.
Someone must have moved into this place.
What place?
This house here, so I'm going to move there earlier to put all the shit out there. Now I'll put a fridge for sale, 50 pounds per fridge.
I wouldn't want someone else's old fridge, would you?
I wouldn't mind. Clean it out.
Thanks.
Good disinfectant and whatever. As long as it's working properly.
Yeah, but who's to say it is when you take a chance on it like that? Are we at the school yet?
Yeah, we're almost there. We're part of the first Sussex Road.
Sussex
Road. So we're almost at the second one. Part second one. We have no more road to the left or to the right, I meant to say.
I mean the school driveway. And the car, the road to the garage and Boswell.
Oh, in the garage.
In our road.
The road to the garage, yeah.
We walked up it once, it didn't lead anywhere, remember?
Oh, okay.
General said that's the garage, it's at the back of the houses. What? At the back of some of the houses,
oh,
not ours.
What do you mean by garage?
People where people keep their cars. Sorry. You know.
Like a park.
No, they're like buildings where they put them inside. They've got everyone, probably, you probably have to rent them, I don't know. And they're probably just for people in that road, because they might not be able to park it outside, I don't know.
So even if you live in there, you have to rent it?
I don't know, but I'm just guessing.
I suppose you should come with the house, don't you think?
No, not necessarily. It doesn't always. If it's joined onto the house, it does, but they aren't. They're
on their own.
Yeah. They're in like a separate little car park place.
every now and then it hits me like, oh boy, we are still on audio, bro.
Audio boo. We are live. We're not live, but we're not live on audio boo.
Well, the school fence, huh?
You're just going around the corner.
Well, that's it.
No, let's get going. It's not much further, is it?
So if you take the bend, you're going to get away and I'll slap yourself a couple of...
You just...
Wait for him when he jumps up and jumps
listen,
in.
Listen, that water again.
I'm sure it's not a fault. Maybe something would run into the side, that's it.
It can't be anything that's wrong, otherwise it wouldn't still be like it, would
that's
it?
Something. It can't be
it must be like a little waterfall, I think, somewhere that we can't see, like a little fountain. But you think they'd turn it off at night, unless it's in someone's garden. But there's no houses there, is there?
Maybe that house extends inside there, I don't know.
Maybe there's a caretaker's house or something. Some schools, where Conor and Ronan went to school, they... It was a caretaker's house, you know, and he lived there. We had one at our school as well.
I'm quite happy being good to you because I'm looking at it now. I'm wondering how we're going to locate the place to get in.
In the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah, we better
and
go.
It's quite a narrow place. The one I saw.
I don't think we better go there in the dark because it's no pavements and it's a bit dangerous walking on the road in the dark with no pavements. I think we've got to do that maybe at a weekend when we've got more time and you're not working. Did you hear from Mauricio or anybody today?
No.
You'll probably get asked on Saturday night if you'll go and work. Like happened the other day.
Mauricio, I don't judge people, but I think everyone got different ways of doing things. I think if he wants to be more organized, he could do this, he could start his water weekly. Not wait till the last minute, you see what I'm saying? So everyone knows you're doing this, you see what I'm saying? Make it easy for the people, make it easy for yourself as well.
He does the weeks, but he does the weekends last minute, doesn't he? Yeah. But that Monday thing, he said last week about would you be prepared to work Monday? So he must have known about that then, but he waited till like 4:45 on Monday to ask you to go all the way over there to do that.
I was thinking I was filling in for someone that filled in last minute, you know what I'm saying? But when I got there, I said, no, you're not filling for anyone. It's been vacant since.
Done. Yeah, no. Well, he must have known about it. He did know about it last week because he called you and then you got cut off, didn't you? And you never got through to him again. Typical. Darling, we're walking in the road and there's a car coming.
I'm walking along the road anyways. Come on. It's not a proper road, is it?
Yes, it carries traffic. I don't think it's coming up here, though.
Yeah, I think it's packing over there.
No, it's not. It's coming. No, it's not. It's gone up. It's gone to the garages.
I think it's in a reverse. It's going out.
Maybe it's turned in the wrong place.
It seems to be doing a reverse. It'll come down a little bit.
There's a helicopter. They're after us.
Looking for this nigger, right?
Probably the police helicopter, I should imagine. I don't know what other one would be. It won't be a traffic one this time of night.
Yeehaw! You've been to the Carlton Parade and back.
I've been to a Carlton Parade. I can't remember the last time I went down there. Oh, I can. December the 2nd. Oh, the trees need.
I thought you were going to go past on the dirt.
No, but I must be taller than you think, darling. Hello, helicopter. We're home.
Were they okay?
You said you've got yours. I have got mine, but... You said you got yours. My legs are aching. Now my legs are aching because I've stopped walking. That's what happens sometimes.
Okay.
Let the other keep the house keys.
So we'll
get ready.
A bang on his face when he jumps up.
Get ready, everyone.
All right.
Hello, Niall. Hello. Oh, Gould, here we go, everyone. Haven't been long. Hello, everyone. All right, calm down. Niall's got his pillow in his mouth. Oh, I can smell the potatoes. Ronan, we're home. Oh, I managed it with no problem whatsoever. It might be a different story to walk there with Niall and back, though. I would be tired coming back if I walked with Niall, definitely. But at least I've done it.
Where's the stick?
Can you put it out on the porch, please, darling?
On the porch?
Yeah, put it in that drawer thing, you know.
On top of the porch?
No, not on top of the porch.
What did you say?
I said in the porch, in that little drawer thing.
No, you said on the porch.
In the porch.
I'm so glad you recorded this now. You're going to play it back.
Well, even if I did say on the porch, you know what I mean. Oh! Here comes Yusuf again.
Oh, yeah. Where's your, bring your ball. I'll break your ball.
And I believe he's been leaving.
He went for me just the other
night. He went for you just now.
Yeah, and then he just pitched up to me like this.
Why did you go?
He went to get cigarettes.
The cigarettes.
Darling, you can do the rest of the dinner now.
Oh, you got your
pyjamas on. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Put it on audio, boo.
What's
that? Oh, okay.
I've got my pyjama top on.
You look terrible.
Oh, shut up. I don't. I don't say that on audio boo, please. I don't audio boo. I've got a coat on.
I think you better turn it off now. You want to end up putting on it.
I've got a jacket.
You're going over to the green.
No, I told you we're going to the co-op.
Yeah, I know, but before that.
And I've got leggings on. They're not my pyjamas. And I've got a pyjama top. I've got a pyjama top on and I've got a jacket over the top of it. It's not a shitty jacket, it's a very nice one. Okay. Alright, say I'm joking, audio boo. Say I'm joking, audio boo.
Fuck up.
Brains went out with his jeans that he couldn't do up. He went out with his jeans that he can't do up. No, not yet. I'm just about to. Good night, audio boo. This is day 10, although it's really day 11, but it's day 10 and I'll be back again. Oh, pardon you, were. And our son's just burping, excuse him. He's going back in the pigsty now. Bye-bye.